Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Steph Takeover episode of Gary's Rants and Raves video cast. I'm really excited. Rebecca Solins is on with me today, Senior Design Engineer at AmpThink. And I'm really excited to talk to you, Rebecca, because we are talking first about how InfoComm is coming up, and we're very excited to be back in Las Vegas. But we're talking about how there are a lot of opportunities to learn more about audio at InfoComm. So first of all, tell me a little bit about you and what you do.
Thanks, Steph. As always, lovely to be here. Thank you for having me, especially because InfoComm is one of my favorite times of the year. It's I love going. I love presenting. I love learning all about new stuff, seeing new gadgets and gizmos aplenty. Sorry. I had to throw that in there.
Perfect.
I'm a senior design engineer for AmpThink. We do all sorts of large scale designs and installation. I do a lot of stadiums, a lot of soccer stadiums. Those are getting built everywhere these days, so it's a lot of fun. I love going to InfoComm because I love getting to hear all the new stuff and see all the new things and the widgets, and so I'm excited.
Yeah. So first of all, you are hosting a show floor tour, which is going to be June 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. So tell me a little bit about what this show floor tour is going to entail and what potential audio files can get out of this show floor tour that they wouldn't otherwise get if they just wandered the halls themselves.
Okay, so this is my second year doing the audio show floor tour. I did it last year, and they've made it longer this year. Last year it was only 1 hour, so it was a little rushed, and people were probably on that.
And now there's two halls, right? So yes. You'd really be like fighting for your life if you had to do all of that in an hour.
You're not wrong. Like you see the speed walkers at the mall. Like I could put them to shame. The good news is for the audio, everything is in one hall. It's in the central, I believe. And we do try to stick to one, you know, the audio area. And basically I get to choose, which is the fun part about this, some of my favorite vendors who have new cool stuff coming out or that I just think are, really great products, whatever. And we'll go to each of their booths and hear a little spiel and whatever. And for me, I like to throw in companies that people may not know exist that solve problems that we all get into every single day. That's one of my favorites, is introducing people to the problem solvers, right? And I tried to make sure that I got a little piece of every, you know, microphone manufacturer, speaker manufacturers, the people in between, a little bit of everything so that you can kind of get an overview of what's out there and then continue on your merry way, whichever direction you want to go.
Very cool. Do you have some of those picked out yet? Are you allowed to tell me like a couple of the things that you're excited to show people?
I have already picked them out. I sent in my list last week. So I picked out a couple of, you know, the big boys, QSIS, Sennheiser, et cetera, that I just think are, you know, integral to designing. I use them all the time. They have a wide range of products. And then one of my favorites that a lot of people don't know exist is K-Array. This is the second year I've picked them out because their products have gotten me out of a lot of jams, and so many people don't know they exist, or they need to, you know, to hear a speaker that's smaller than, you know, a credit card.
The Lizard, I think it's called. Yeah. Yes. Incredible.
I love them so much, and you can put them anywhere. I have stuck them into some very strange places.
And like scientifically, like how does that much sound come out of that? Like it literally makes no sense.
So I could actually get into the physics of that, but I don't think that that's where we want to go on this particular podcast. So
that's what you're going to tell me later.
Exactly. So join my show floor tour, come with me, and I will introduce you to all of the people that can teach you these things too.
That's awesome. So you're also hosting multiple sessions at InfoComm, because one thing about you, you're going to be busy. But the one I actually wanted to ask you about, so acoustic measurement for effective room design, that one's very interesting. And that one is going to be on June 13th, 11 to 12 p.m. in room W219. So tell me a little bit about, why is acoustic measurement important?
So this is one of my, I come from a theatrical sound design background. I learned this job via physics and acoustics and psychoacoustic phenomena and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of times people these days think that they can overcome any problem as long as they have enough hardware or enough money to throw at the problem, right? Right. And I am a huge proponent of getting back to the basics and understanding sound and what you need to overcome and all of those sort of basic things that a lot of people just don't learn. Acoustic measurement is incredibly important for understanding what you're walking into. Right. It's when you're on a racetrack, you have to actually check the track. It doesn't matter how good your car is, if there are giant potholes all over the track or if it's made out of sandpaper, right? You have to understand the basics first before you can really create a good design, because there's no piece of hardware in the world that can overcome some problems.
Right. And in a lot of these situations, integrators are being brought into a building or a situation that already exists. Like, they don't have a say in building materials. So a lot of these like audio challenges are just already going to be there. They can't help that there are glass windows everywhere. They can't help that, you know, you're essentially being told to make something sound good in, you know, like Yankee Stadium that's just built and it's just going to go out. Yep. So it's important to understand the science behind it, right? Because absolutely, you're not going to be able to absolutely solve the problems, but you can't help them.
No. And it's, you know, one of my favorite trends is, I've been doing this a very long time, and the lovely minimalist glass wall, open ceiling architecture that has become so prevalent in the last 10 years has really made our lives a nightmare. And so, you know, again, being able to walk into a room like that and at least get a foundation is so much better than just throwing gear or money at the problem.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about a couple of the other sessions that you were hosting, because I know you have a few on your schedule.
So that one, the room measurement, I'm actually co-hosting with James Maltese. I'm actually not entirely sure how you pronounce his last name. I just know James. So we are co-hosting that one, which will be great. The other one that I am doing, which is, this one's my baby. I taught it last year as well. And it's designing for high intelligibility. Audio system design for high intelligibility, I believe, is the actual name of the course. And it's, again, this is getting back to the basics, how we hear mm-hmm. things, how we understand things, how we comprehend things, how the human voice works, how the ear works, et cetera. Because I'm a really big believer in, if you understand the physics behind what you're doing, it just makes you better at your job, right? Being able to understand how things are reacting is really big to me. So I'm a huge fan of that one. And that one is Thursday.
Yes, yeah. We threw the graphic up.
Oh, excellent. So that one's Thursday. And that one's always good and usually sold out. So, you know, sign awesome. Up quickly. And then I'm on a panel hosted by the inimitable Alicia Headley about designing high quality systems for streaming. And that one will be discussing the network infrastructure, the audio, the video, all pieces of it. And that one's always really good because it's sort of a wide array. We've got a camera guy, we've got me, the audio person, we've got IT people. It's always a good panel.
Because you need all of y'all to be able to stream successfully.
Yeah, there's so many
and
pieces.
That one is Wednesday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're busy. But who
do you recommend? Very busy. I'm there all week this year.
Do you recommend people with all levels of expertise attend these sessions and come with you on your tour?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I you know, these are all things that you should learn, you know, sort of in the beginning, but we all know in an ideal world, a lot of people got into this industry not having that sort of foundational background. So even if you've been doing this for a long time, understanding how to do it better is always good. And this is for all levels. All three of those courses are, and the audio show floor tour, if you know all of these vendors, then, you know, that's fine. You you've probably been to InfoComm before and you know how to navigate it. But I will say that I do try to introduce a lot of stuff that many people have never heard of or just don't know about. So,
yeah, like you said, KRA, which is like a very underrepresented favorite of mine too. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. And I will say for everyone watching or listening, definitely go to infocomshow.org because that is where you're going to register, one, for the show, and two, to register for all of Rebecca's sessions, her show floor tour. These things do have limited seating. So go ahead and register. You can use the code RAVE to get on the show floor for free. And then you can register for any and all of her sessions, and that will get you into those before all of those seats sell out. So thank you so much, Rebecca. I'm looking forward to seeing you at InfoComm.
Thank you for having me on. I always enjoy being here.
Of course. See you guys next time. Rave, rave, rave. With rants and raves, you'll be all-